ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज योगा स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन कैवल्य प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
ते व्यक्त सूक्ष्माः गुणात्मानः ते व्यक्त सूक्ष्माः गुणात्मानः ते व्यक्त सूक्ष्माः गुणात्मानः ते व्यक्त सूक्ष्माः ते they are those advas are vyakta sukshma those time periods three time periods are vyakta and sukshma they are that which has its existence and they are that which is very subtle te khalu ami trayo dvanah dharmah vartamanah vyaktaatmano atita nagatah uchyamana shad avishesha rupah so that which we are talking about those vartamanas that dharma for the three periods which is dependent on the vartamana which is the vyaktaatma that which has manifested itself which is experienced that is now atita anagataha for that the atita and anagata the past and future are sukshmaatmanah they are subtle and sad avishesha rupah it has six avishesha means six जनरल फॉर्म सर्वमिदं गुणानां सन्निवेश विशेष मात्रमिति ऑल दीज गुणास देयर एग्जिस्टेंस इज व्हाट ट्रिगर्स द गुणास ऑल दीज फॉर ऑल दीज गुणास देयर एग्जिस्टेंस इज व्हाट दैट ट्रिगर्स द रिएक्शन परमार्थतो गुणात्मानः तथा शास्त्रम तथा शास्त्रानुशासनम इन रियलिटी the gunas they are paramatma gunatmanah they in reality they are all only gunas nothing but guna because the whatever we see they have no existence that is what is they are not no existence means not absence reality they are just presenting itself that's all गुणानां परमं रूपं न दृष्टिपदं रुच्यते यत्तु दृष्टिपथं प्राप्तं तन्मायैव सदुच्छकम् इति गुणानां परमं रूपं न दृष्टिपथं रुच्यते बिकॉज दे परमार्थतो गुणात्मानः दे आर जस्ट द फॉर्म ऑफ गुणास वाई बिकॉज गुणास इफ यू से दीस द नेचर ऑफ गुणास इज न दृष्टिपथं पृच्छति इट डस नॉट कम एज एन एक्सपीरियंस फॉर आवर परसेप्शन दृष्टिपथं मीन्स फॉर आवर परसेप्शन इट डस नॉट कम पृच्छति मीन्स गच्छति इट डस नॉट कम एज द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस फॉर आवर परसेप्शन फॉर दैट इज द नेचर ऑफ गुणा परमं रूपं गुणानां दैट इज द अल्टीमेट नेचर ऑफ गुणा एंड I see the transformations in the gunas transfer themselves and I see the experience. You say, yattu drishti patam praptam, that which you see, that which you perceive, tad maya eva satuchakam, that is just maya, that is just satuchakam, maya eva satuchakam, maya pradarshitam, tucham, it is, na, tucham means it is just, you don't need to bring it into the discussion itself it has no existence
yada tu sarva gunaha katam ekaha shabdaha ekam indriyam ti
if you say everything is gunaha sarve gunaha all these are the products of the three gunas then how do you say there is this one sense organ and this one sense object pertaining to that sense organ because my eyes they only see my ears only listen only hear now since this the product which is the object or the sense organ of listening both are a product of gunas
the object or the sense organs both are the product of gunas. If that is so, then the eye is also a product of guna, ear is also a product of guna. How does this difference happen? That the eye only sees and the ear only hears. Why is it not that? Because since it is also a product of guna, the eyes should also able to listen to things, the sound. So, how is it that? Say then, the nature that which is transformation, it is a product that which is born, that which is created. That is one. Therefore, the Vastu Tattva is also one. Vastu Tattva also is Ekarupa. Parinama is Ekarupa, therefore Vastu Tattva is also Ekarupa. But according to the Buddhi, the knowledge of the object differs. Object is one, but the knowledge of the object differs according to the Buddhi. Prakhya kriya sthitishilam shilanam gunanam grahanatmakanam karana bhavena ekaha parinamaha shrotram indriyam. The prakhya kriya and shitsi, the nature of sattva, rajas and tamas, the three gunas, grahanatmakanam karana bhavena, it's grahanatmakanam means that which has this nature of grasping, that karna bhavena means as a sense organ to capture parinamaha, the transformation of this gunas as a instrument to capture the objects is a shrotram indriyam, is the sense organ of listening, ear. Granatmakam, granatmakanam, shabda bhavena ekah parinama shabdo visheti, and the grahyatmaka. See, grahanatmaka, grahana, grahya, sorupa. This both transformations, grahana, that which is the means of grasping, and grahya, that which is the object of grasping, both are transformations of the same guna. But when it is in the form of grahana as an instrument, it becomes the sense organ. When it is in the form of grahya, that which is grasped, it becomes the object. Shabdaha, it is sound, etc. Shabdadinam murti samana jatiyanam ekaha parinamaha prithvi paramanuhu. And that shabda, when it is in contact with the murti samana jatiyanam, with the murti means that which is form. So then it creates that transformation is prithvi paramanu, the paramanu, the atom of the prithvi. If it is a shabda akasha, akasha is that which does not have any form. If it takes to form, then it is prithvi, prithvi atom. Tanmatra, paramanu means tanmatra, avayavaha, tanmatra avayavaha. Tesham cha eka parinamaha prithvi. And that transformation of the paramanu tanmatra is prithvi. See, first, the grahana surupa creates the sense organ. The grahya surupa creates the object. That when it is linked with the form, then it creates the paramanu, prithvi paramanu, and tanmatra. When that tanmatra gathers, groups together, it creates the object prithvi. Now, gor vrikshaha, that is how is explained. Goho vrikshaha parvataha ityevam adi. What is prithvi? Earth. That is goho, kau, vrikshaha, tree, prithvi, parvataha, mountain, etc. In these forms, the prithvi, the paramanus transform and form the prithvi, earth. Bhutandreshvapi sneha ushna pranamitva avakasha danani upadaya samanyam ekam ekakara సామాన్యం ఏక వికార ఆరంభ సమాధేయ. సో ఇన్ ది సేమ్ ఫామ్, ద సేమ్ వే విత్ ది అదర్ భూతాస్ ఆల్సో దేర్ స్పెషల్ గుణాస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ద స్పెషల్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ ఇస్ వాటర్ టు స్టిక్, ది ఫైర్ టు బర్న్, అండ్ ది వాయు ఎయిర్ టు ఫ్లో, దెన్ ఆకాశ టు గివ్ స్పేస్, దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ సామాన్యం ఏకం, సామాన్యం ఏక వికార ఆరంభ సమాధేయ. సో విత్ దీస్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దే హ్యావ్ ఆల్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సేమ్ గుణ. వెన్ ది అట్రిబ్యూట్స్, వెన్ ది గుణాస్, వెన్ దే చేంజ్ ఇట్స్ ఇట్స్ కంపోజిషన్, ది అట్రిబ్యూట్ చేంజెస్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ గ్రహణ స్వరూప, దెన్ ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ ది పర్టికులర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ గ్రాహ్య స్వరూప, ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ ది పర్టికులర్ సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ ది పరమాణు, ఫ్రమ్ పరమాణు ఇట్స్ స్థూల ఫామ్, ఇట్స్ కాంక్రీట్ ఫామ్. దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ ది క్రియేషన్ కమ్స్. నాస్తి అర్చో విజ్ఞాన విసహచారో అస్తి తు, అస్తి తు జ్ఞానం అర్థ విసహచారం, స్వప్నాదు కల్పితమితి అనయా దిశా ఏ వస్తు స్వరూపం అపహ్వతే. నాస్తి అర్థో విజ్ఞాన విసహచర. సమ్ పీపుల్ ది బుద్ధిస్ట్ దేశే నాస్తి అర్థ, దేర్ ఆర్ నో ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ విజ్ఞాన విసహచర అదర్ దెన్ ది నాలెడ్జ్, బికాస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ వాట్ విజ్ఞానవాది దేశే, విజ్ఞానవాది బుద్ధిస్ట్ దేశే, ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ వాట్ త్రూ ది ఆలయ విజ్ఞాన ప్రొజెక్ట్స్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అస్ దో ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. నౌ ఇజేస్ టు జ్ఞానం అస్తి తు జ్ఞానం అర్థ విసహచర, బట్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ వితౌట్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. స్వప్నాదు, బికాస్ ఇన్ ది డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ వి సీ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ బట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఆబ్జెక్ట్. కల్పితం ఇది అనయా దిశ ఏ వస్తు స్వరూపం అవహతే. ఇన్ దిస్ వే హూ ఎవర్ డిస్కసెస్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది వస్తు ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ జ్ఞాన పరికల్పన మాత్రం వస్తు స్వప్న విషయోపమం న పరమార్థో అస్తి ఇతి య ఆహు తే తథా ఇతి ప్రత్యుపస్థితం ఇదం స్వప్న మహాత్మ్యేన వస్తు కథన వస్తు కథం అప్రమాణాత్మకేన వికల్ప జ్ఞాన బలేన వస్తు స్వరూపముత్సృజ్య తదేవ అపలపంత శ్రద్ధేయ వచనా స్యుః. అండ్ దేర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ సే జ్ఞాన పరికల్పన మాత్రం వస్తు, దెన్ హౌ డస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్? దే ఆర్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది నాలెడ్జ్, జస్ట్ ది ఐడియా. Therefore, Sopna Vishyapam, similar to the dream state. Since in dream state also you see the object without the object without the object. You have the knowledge, therefore you experience the object. In the same way, these objects which you see in the wake-up state also don't exist other than the knowledge. They are just superimposition of knowledge. Therefore, na paramartho asti iti yahu, and they say they don't exist in reality. Paramartha means in reality, they don't exist. Whoever says this, te tathe iti pratyupasthitam idam, so mahatmena vastu katham, see, they say this is how it exists. This is how it presents itself. If it is like this, then idam so mahatmena vastu katham apramanatmakena vikalpa jnana balena vastu swarupam utsrujya. This is vikalpa, that which has a transaction there, where there is a transaction but there is no real object, that is vikalpa. The objects of the world which the Buddhists accept is similar to vikalpa. There is no existence there, it is just vikalpa. Just the transaction happens, there is no real world. So, if that is then, like that, then with the help of, with the power of vikalpa, with where there is no object, with that, vastu swarupam utsrujya, the vastu giving up its nature, its existence, how can it be related to vastu without its nature? It exists, if they say, how can you trust people who talk like that? Katham tadeva apalapantaha, people who blabber like this, shraddeya vachanaha syuhu, are people who can be taken in good sense, who can be trusted. There is no way to trust these people who accept the external world as only knowledge. Because kutascha tad anyayam, kutascha tad anyapyam. How do you say it is like that? Then we say, vastu samye chitta bhedat tayor bhakta pantha.
Vastu samye chitta
bheda tayor vivakta panta.
Vastu samye chitta
bheda tayor vivakta panta. The vastu is just jnana vikalpa. It is just the transformation of the knowledge. In this way, the people who talk, the Vainashikas, the Buddhists, they talk like this. How can they be then be trusted? So they should have to be asked. Then if it is just parikalpita, if it is just superimposed, then vastu samye, the same object exists. Chitta bhedat, according to the knowledge, according to the way of the chitta, the nature of the chitta, according to the nature of the chitta, whether sattva, rajas, tamas or asindriya, then according to that bhedat tayor, there is a difference there. Tayoho vibhakta pantha, the knowledge also takes place in different way. The knowledge is the cause for jagat, if you say, then the jagat should be experienced in the same way. I see a pot, the pot is accepted to be a pot by other people also, and the experience of pot differs in each. If it is just a superimposition of knowledge, one single knowledge, then it should have to give the same kind of experience for everyone, but it is not so. So, he says, bahuchittalambani bhutam ekam vastu sadharanam. The sadharanam, the vastu is common, general sadharanam for everyone, which is related to this object, book, is related to all of them, to all the chitta. Book, pot is related to all the chitta, that is common for all the chitta. Tad khalu na eka chitta parikalpitam napi aneka chitta parikalpitam kintu sapradishtam. That object which exists and which is experienced by all the chitta cannot be accepted by as a parikalpita, as an imagination, as a fiction. Why? If you say it is an imagination, it is superimposition, then whose superimposition you have to answer? Is it one chitta's, one mind superimposition? Or is it all mind superimposition? If it is a one mind superimposition, I should be able to see the pot. If I have superimposed, I only should be able to experience the pot, not the other people. But the other people also experience the same pot in the same place. Now, if it is, therefore you have to accept it is different. It is created by all. It's a group, like group meditation, they say. It is created in group. The chitta, all the chitta come into contact, they create this object. Now, this object should give the experience, mixed idea, whatever created this object, it should have to give the same knowledge. It doesn't happen like that. Katham, then how does it exist? Kintu so pradishtam, it exists in its nature, it exists in its form. It is not superimposed by one buddhi, one chitta, or is it, nor is it superimposed by manifold chittas, but it exists. Katham, how? Then he says, vastu samye chitta bhedat dharma apeksham chittasya vastu samyati api sukha jnanam bhavati adharma apeksham tateva dukha jnanam vastu samye. See, the object is same, pot, book is one, but still chitta bhedat, according to the mode of the chitta, according to the mode of the knowledge, buddhi, intellect, or chitta, the mind, the way the mind, the dharmas in the mind, the samskaras in the mind, the gunas of the mind functions differently on the same object. Dharma apeksham chittasya. If the mind is predominant with punya, dharma, then vastu samyapi, same object. Though it is the same object, but it gives sukha jnana bhavati, it gives happiness, bliss to me. Same object gives bliss to me. And if it is adharma apeksham, if there is papa there, if it is with rajoguna, then the same object, tata eva dukkha jnanam, gives me dukkha, sorrow. And avidya pecham, when the mind is immersed in avidya, ignorance, which is tamoguna, then the same object gives me tata eva mudha jnanam, delusion. And this is sattva rajas tamoguna. There is a fourth state, yogi state. Samyak darshanapeksham tata eva madhyasthya jnanam iti. From the standpoint of true knowledge, the same object, it does not trigger any experience. The object, it triggers an experience of happiness for people who are involved in sattva guna, who have sattva guna predominant. For people who have tamoguna, rajoguna predominant, it gives sorrow. For people who are tamoguna predominant, it gives delusion. For people who are the right knowledge, for them, samyak darshana guna, it's not a guna, it's above guna. Samyak darshana right knowledge is above the gunas. For that person whose chitta is having samyak jnana, the right knowledge, for him, the knowledge madhyasthya, he is just a witness. That is the knowledge this object gives him. Therefore, kasya tat chittena parikalpitam, then how can you say whose mind has created this pot, this object? Is it a product of sattva guna predominant, tamo guna predominant, rajo guna predominant, or the samyak jnana predominant? So, nacha anya chitta parikalpitena arthena anya se chitta uparago yuktaha tasmat vastu jnana yoho graya grahana bheda bhinna yoho vibhakta pantha. Therefore, you cannot say one person superimposes the other person experiences. In this way, you cannot talk. Therefore, vastu jnana yoho, the knowledge of the object, grahya grahana bheda bhinna yoho, the grahya, the object which is grasped, the experience, grahana, the means of experience, they are different. Therefore, tayoho vibhakta pantha, their means, their method is different. Nanayoho sankaragandho api asti iti. Therefore, there cannot be even an iota of confusion here with one sense organ of the to the other sense organ, or one sense object with the other sense object. There can be no confusion here. Sankhyapakshe punar vastu punaha vastu trigunam chalam cha gunavrittam iti dharmadi nivitta apeksham chittehe abhisambhatyate. So, from the standpoint of Sankhya, what they say, the guna is chanchala. They are always functioning. They cannot stand still. Therefore, dharma, the nimitta apsham, dharma, dharma, etc. Because of these triggers, these experiences happen in different ways. Nimitta nurupasya cha pratyasya utpadyamanasya tena tena atmana hetu bhavati. So, that according to the nimitta, according to the dharma, etc., the nimitta, the cause, trigger, it gives you the experience with relation to that trigger, in relation to that trigger, that instrument, which is dharma, dharma, etc. So, tena tena atmana hetu bhavati, it becomes cause for in that same swarupa. Kechit ahu, and some they say here. You see, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.